maturity or maturing in the spirit, moving into apostolic and prophetical positioning. It's a growth that has to take place for the things that are going on now. The body of Christ is going to have to mature and know how to flow in the spirit. We're going some places this morning. I'm training myself as a pastor. Yes, sir. As an apostle and a prophet, I'm training myself to be a better pastor. You understand this language? Yes, and so I have to train you. Every Christian should be an apostolic Christian. Yes, sir. And every Christian should be prophetic. You're supposed to be able to prophesize over situation. And the situation changed like they said. That's all right with you? Changing from the normal pattern of Christianity, the normal going to church, taking communion, saying your prayer. You're more powerful than that. You heard what I said? Now, I'm going to start in the future. I have to train you a little more. I'm going to pause and let the gifts of the Spirit function through you. Hazel and I used to do it all the time. She would prophesy and I would interpret or whatever, speak in tongue. I know the gifts of the Spirit is in you, but you got to keep that decent and in order. It can get out of order. People just jump and say anything they want to say. Then you got to tell them, sit down. Now you got to try to build the spirit back up because somebody got their feet in the hood. So you got to be real mindful in it. You got to have, I think you have to have respect for authority. Yes. And I think that's why you ain't got no little boy switching in you, walking around you all switching. No, I'm going to set him down. Set your tail down. You ain't no girl, you a boy. You got to have the authority, you see. So lift your Bibles in your hand. Lord, let this word penetrate our total being this morning. Those online, members online, all over the world, different countries. Penetrate us with your word. Let it become a rhema. Let it become a live word. Let it give us direction, correction, protection, direction. Holy Spirit, we expect your help this morning. Angels, we expect your help this morning. Many times you minister to people on God's behalf. I'm asking the angels to walk through this auditorium and minister and talk to people and give them that direction and the answer. Thank you so much as we study the word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now you're going to write four words that bespeak maturing in the spirit. That's four words we're going to start off with. Four words as a subject. But each word is a dimension that God wants you to move in the spirit. The first word is overseeing. Overseeing. If you're not properly, if your overseeing is not proper, go to Ephesians 4. I have followed the spirit here. Go to Ephesians 4. Because this overseeing aspect is so important in Ephesians 4. You should be at many places we haven't gotten yet. Ephesians 4 and 11. You got this five-fold ministry gift there. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. You see that? How many see that? Now you got to flow in order to catch it. You're going to miss it. You're going to be in the same position you were when you came here. All right. And then he says the 12th verse for the perfection of the saints, right? Yes, sir. That word perfected mean maturing. So they know how to fend for themselves. Yes, sir. And then put them all in ministry. Yes, sir. For the work of the ministry. Yes, sir. See it? Yes. For the edifying of the body of Christ. And notice verse 13. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. See, that's maturing all the time. You see that? Look at verse 14 now. You're going to stop all this new cultures and all this new stuff coming up. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning, cunning craftiness. You need to be anointed to check that. What about a lie in wait to do what? How many of y'all do not want to be deceived? You're going to have to mature then. You got to mature. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Growing up in Christ. He's talking about growing up in Christ, right? Right. All right. Now notice verse 16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. See, every part. Make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now that's the whole picture there. That's where each one of y'all should grow to as you become a Christian. Now, let me give you the other three words and turn to Acts chapter 20. Turn to Acts chapter 20. Now this is progressive. The 1, 2, 3, 4 word, which is my subject this morning. They are progressive, spiritually progression. All right? Overseeing, outpouring, overflowing, occupying. Overseeing, there's an outpouring going to take place. There's an overflowing going to take place. And then you'll be able to occupy. We're talking about your life journey. We're talking about your home and whatever you're dealing with, whatever God called you to do. It's so important. The overseeing aspect is that you have to be instructed properly, spiritually, in order to function spiritually. You can't just be preached to. And I heard a wonderful statement made, C.C. Warner. That woman sing from my, I call her name right, huh? Ooh, that woman sing from my heart. And she was singing, Brother Charles Stanley went home to be the Lord, a Baptist pastor who was a nice man in his 90s, I think. And CC sung, I just cried like a baby. And then the man got up after CC and said, and I want this to happen here this morning. Say, she don't sing for you, she don't sing to you, she sing through you. And so I don't want to minister to you this morning. Yes. I don't want to minister for you. Come on. I want to minister through you. Yes. You see the difference, right? Yes. Yeah, because it's got to go through you for it to have an effect on your life, you know. And so I want you to listen very carefully. So the overseeing aspect is being properly taught, and what happened in Ephesians 4:11. Satan disconnected the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, and the evangelist. And he brought up denomination and organization. And then we got a lot of big people rise up. And so therefore the anointing can't flow through big people. The anointing flow through humble people. Matter of fact, I expect the anointing to flow through here. I expect angels to tap somebody on the shoulder and whisper in their ear the answer they need to have. All right, now that's maturing now. We ain't just humming up here now. We ain't just, oh. No. I expect the anointing, the Holy Ghost, to anoint somebody in here, and I expect angels to walk through this auditorium and tap you on the shoulder and say, here's your answer. See, that's the spirit realm, see? An angel can walk in here and tap you on the shoulder. Nobody see him and tell you exactly what you need to know. Nobody else hear him but you. Might be one standing right between you right now. Then there, when the overseeing is handled properly, then you are available for the outpouring, but you're qualified now to capture the outpouring of the Spirit. And then he bring you to a realm called overflowing. And then you occupying in dominion, because you're operating in revelation, you're operating in a realm of word, you're operating you can hear the voice of God for yourself. You're at Acts 20. Let me give you a few more instruction. Overseeing, outpouring of the Spirit, overflowing with the Spirit, and then occupying in the Spirit. And then the Lord told me to ask this question to get your attention. It's a very important question, but it's a question you could take lightly and miss it. Are you ready to live an unlimited life? Woo! That's Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. If you're properly taught and if it's properly caught, you can live an unlimited life. Or I'm just bragging on God. I've been doing it 50 years. Every day. Living unlimited. But I spend time with him every day. Now, every person in the sound of my voice this morning, I decree an unlimited life on you. Every place you thought you couldn't go, you're gone by the power of the Holy Ghost. Everything that's been holding you in a certain spot look like you're not growing or you're not progressing, it's over this morning. Because the unlimitedness of God is being attached to your soul, your spirit, and your body. Would you receive that? So I expect from this morning forward to live an unlimited life. Sit down, you want to write notes? Don't go out here when I say this now. But I'm saying it because I want to preach it through you. Everything is about to change for you. Let me preach up in here. Let me preach like God sent me. Everything about to change for you. Whatever couldn't change, gonna change now, because you're walking out with a fresh anointing, a fresh awareness. Whatever been holding you down won't be able to hold you no more. Tell the person next to you, everything about to change for you. You listening? Because here's another powerful statement God want to decree on you this morning. The real you is about to come out. What I said? See, when you properly taught spiritually, there are some things in you you didn't know was in you. The real me is about to come out. My real relationship with God is about to function through me. Ooh, hallelujah. Say something, y'all. Ooh, hallelujah. The real you is about to come out. It's $100 check. About to come out. Sit down, I want you to write this. I feel the Spirit of God. Point us somebody and tell them it's time for the real you to come out. Point it. Listen, I just had to, before I read the other scripture, I got to get this in you. You must get ready to flow in a supernatural lifestyle. Oh, y'all didn't get it. Y'all didn't get it. Y'all didn't get it. You must get ready now. What I'm about to preach this morning, getting you ready to flow in a supernatural lifestyle. In other words, a miracle can happen any minute. A sign, a supernatural sign may show up in my life any minute. It was these four supernatural words would change everything. Yes. Cling to each one of these words. I'm going to speak to you now. The doors of opportunities has been waiting on you. Are you seeing this? Are you hearing this? Knowing how to always live under an open heaven is the secret to the supernatural life. I've been doing it for 50 years. I've been living supernatural 50 years. Stay in contact. Now notice in Acts chapter 20, pastors who was apostolically trained, good God, by the Apostle Paul, how to feed the flock. Pastors who was apostolically trained by the Apostle Paul on how to properly feed God's flock. A pastor can't do it, not fully. Not fully. He's gonna stay with you and stay, but he's gonna never push you out of the truck. But an apostle will push you out of the truck, and the truck going 90 miles an hour to let you know you can fly. You can call an apostle, he say, I'm not coming, you pray yourself. Pastor always going to rub on you and tell you, you're going to be all right, and I'm praying for you. Pray for yourself. Now watch. This is, say he's talking about, tell somebody he's talking about growth. And I'm ready to grow. And I'm ready to flow. And I'm ready to have more. It's my time right now. You're not going to want to miss church another day in your life. Because you don't know what I'm going to be saying up here. And you're getting your answers right now. Because nobody here is a nigger. Ah, shock it in there. I just want to say something to shock you. Get all the old crazy thinking out of you. You're a child of the living God. I don't care what color you are. Walk by faith and not by sight. Oh. Acts chapter 20. Watch the apostle now. Watch this apostle dump the reality of maturity on these pastors.
Hallelujah.
Look at the 26th verse. Wherefore I take you to record this day, Acts 20, 26, that I am pure from the blood of all men. The apostle talking to the pastor now. For I have not shown and declare unto you all the counsel of God. You see that?
Yes.
All right, watch it now. Take heed, therefore, unto yourself. Be an example for the people. You live right. And to all the flock, watch it now, over thee which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. To feed, good God Almighty, the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. Verse 29 now. I don't care what they come up on with Netflix, nothing else. I don't care what technology come up. It's not stronger than the Holy Ghost. For I know this. Now the apostle about to leave, you got to go to other churches, you see. That after my departing, they ain't coming right now, though. You didn't get it. That after my departing, but they ain't coming right now because I'm here. And I'm matured enough in the spirit to stop them. Why do you think there's not a lot of crazy stuff going on in this church? Oh, you get away for a while, you get caught. You can't play in here. Because I don't play. Talk to me. After my departing shall grievous wolf enter in among the flock, not sparing the flock. But they can't come while I'm here. Because and all he's talking about, he's not talking about his ability, he's talking about his inability and his dependability. He learned how, the apostle had learned his infirmities and learned that his infirmity is his strength in God. Knowing he can't do it. Look at verse 30. Also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things, shall draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, listen to Paul, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I got to go, but I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able, oh my God, to build you up and give you what? An inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Then he would say, I wasn't after your money. I wasn't after none of that. I just wanted to train you. First Corinthians chapter 14. Well, I can hear you listening. And that's up. What are you going to say next? Now, we're talking about maturing in the spirit that you can live a supernatural lifestyle. For that to happen, those four words you see on the board there. Overseen and outpouring of the Spirit, we'll probably get to Joel, we'll see the outpouring. Then the overflowing, we'll get to John. Out of that belly shall flow rivers of living water. then God told us to have dominion. Agapai and have dominion. First Corinthians 14:2. Yes, one of the grades you. I want you to start. I want you to spend more time praying in tongues. Yes. With a pencil in your hand. God's gonna start ministering to you. Are you listening to me? That's one of the aspects of. Look at the second verse. For he that speaketh in you with me?
Yes,
in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mystery.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's one of the aspects you're going to have to know how to function in mysteries. God reveals something to you. It's just like, I know that shot wasn't no good when the pandemic come out. Now they're coming back with a side effect. Defertilized women, they can't have babies now and stuff. They got about 30 pages of stuff they come up with now. And more people got COVID with the shot than without the shot. More people died with the shot than without the shot. But yet I come as a man of God to tell this church. And, you know, people are all scared, looking at me like, I don't know what I'm talking about. The doctor know what he's talking about. The doctor's not as wise as a prophet.
Come on. Truth.
There's some more stuff coming. As your pastor, I'm going to try to hear from God to come tell you there's some more stuff coming. That's why I'm trying to get you matured now. Got the shot and still got it. Shoot, I could have did that without the shot. I'm going to preach. Because I ain't scared of you. I'm here to help you, to bless you. I love you. I want you to have victory. I want you dancing in the storm. Why? Because you know you're going to win. I think them three Hebrew boys went in the fire dancing because they know they had the victory. I believe Daniel went in the lion den dancing because he knew he had the victory. Goliath will not bluff you no more. Hallelujah. I feel like cutting up here this morning. Glory to God. I feel the spirit. God, I just want to settle down a little bit, to teach you a little bit, but I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel like you're growing. I feel like you're moving this morning. I feel like you're going somewhere else. I feel like your shackles are going to fall and everything that's holding you down got to turn you loose this morning because you're in the presence of the living God. I believe healing and health is flowing through this place, deliverance and victory and joy. I believe you're about to lay your hand on somebody else. You ain't got nothing to do that. You got to, I'm about to lay my hand on somebody else. Come on. Come on.
Yes, I received that.
Lord, I don't have nothing to ask you for. Get on your knees. Lord, Lord, I don't have nothing to ask you for. I just come to talk to you. Come on, dog. You're not going to keep going on. That's a $500. You're not going to keep going over them little problems you've been having. You have matured more than that. You've been in this church too long for that. You prophesy. Prophesy the way you want it. Tell it, this is what you're going to do. I'm your authority. You're not my authority. Woo! Come on, son. Yes, sir. $600 check. I tell y'all, because y'all know that anyways, I just tell y'all. Sit down. I want you to write this down. Now listen very carefully now. Listen to me very carefully. From now on, you're going to function in mystery. You're designed by God that God can reveal mysteries to you.
Yes.
To a situation, it's so profound that your cousin gonna think you're crazy. Because they can't walk in that area, you see. So they think you're going down there to that church. He just passed me in a Rolls Royce. Sure did. You might, if you drive too slow, I might pass you in another one. You wasn't saying nothing about Michael Jordan passing you in one. Y'all get yourself robbed because y'all think y'all don't supposed to be blessed. You listen, you designed to be blessed. You designed to have the best. Somebody ought to be shouting up in here. Y'all out y'all mind? You supposed to have the best. You representing God. You glorifying God. Whatever God permits you to have while you're here on earth, your house glorify God. I just pause right there. I don't want to see no tiny house. You know all them new revelation you're coming up with? Tiny and comfortable. I don't want that. I want to look for my wife. Come on. I don't want to see my, I want to be to find my wife all the time. I want to get lost in the house so I can go find her. See, the Lord checking somebody out now, you see, because you don't want to go in this maturity if you don't want to prosper. If you're scared of prosperity, get up out of here. If you think this wrong, get out. Because you ain't holding us back. Come on, son.
My wife didn't give you enough the other day.
Huh?
She didn't give you enough. The
other day. Oh, when I passed by the house, the wife didn't give me enough. All right. Boy, you, not about this money, but you, the Lord talked to me about you this morning. You close to being the elder in this church. You and your wife, I believe you all are ready. I have to have strong people around me, you know. You close, son. All right, sit down. Open your Bible to Romans chapter 8. Somebody say hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. You see the overseeing part. Now, you see Paul told the pastors and Ephesians how to take care of the church, right? All right, now we're going this outpouring. My goodness.
Hallelujah.
This outpouring now. You cannot do this without an outpouring of the Spirit. But let me say a few more things to you. You had Romans chapter 8, and let me talk to you a few minutes. This is the activation of the people of God into the dominion. They are called to operate on earth to carry out the Father's plan. See, it's not all about you. Let me read that to you again. This is the activation of the people of God into the dominion. They are called to operate on earth to carry out the Father's plan. God's plan, God's purpose can probably be pursued wearing this threefold anointing. Let me give you this. The revelation of these three is four now, because I had one, the occupying. Actually, occupying was after the three, you ready to occupy. So the revelation of these four will release the supernatural in abundance. Release the supernatural in abundance. Now here in Romans 8:26, it talks about infirmity. Now you see, here's where Satan tricked you at. If you don't recognize your infirmities, he's going to take you in pride. Because you know 13 scriptures. And so now you're all prideful, and now the spirit can't talk to you no more. You have to be able to say, Lord, I don't know what to do. And spend enough time in his presence that he talk to you and tell you what to do. Don't ever lose your infirmities, your inadequacies, your inabilities. Don't ever get so proud with all them titles on your name that the Holy Spirit can't talk to you. Stay small in your own eye. Stay humble in your own eye. Always be able to raise your hand and give him a praise. Anybody can do that in here now? Always know he the one. I'm not the one, Lord. You the one. I didn't do all this. You did this. Whatever I have, you did it. Wherever I am, you did it for me. I want to praise you and give you the glory. I'm not going to brag on my education. I'm not going to brag on how smart I am. I'm going to brag on you and give you the glory. See, without infirmities, you can't do that. Now, these three scriptures we're about to read, you read these scriptures before, but I want you to read them in the context of what we're dealing with now. You see? Hallelujah. I want you to read in the context. Overseen, outpouring, and overflowing, and occupying. Those four words I want you to give. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Overseen, in other words, being properly overlooked upon. Come on, son. Looked upon, properly handled, in other words, properly trained. Yes, sir. I receive, sir. Are you following me?
Yes.
And then the outpouring of the Spirit is the $500. The outflowing of the Spirit. Then an overflow. You're blessed so much you can't keep it to yourself. Amen. Then you're ready to occupy. I'm going to ask a question right now. I'm going to ask a question, upset this whole service. Why do you have a need now? Why do you have a need? A mature child of God do not stay in the place of need. Why you still have a need for God to do something for you? You ought to be moving from level to level, level to level, level to level, level to level. Every need met. My God shall supply. The Lord is my shepherd. You see, you thought I was wrong. How the Lord heard you. And he brought them scriptures up for you to shut you up. Because I'm trying to get you into maturity, not pride. I'm trying to get you into maturity. Your maturity rests in your infirmity. I need you. What the old folks say, every day. Every hour. I need thee. Can't do without you. Always. For 50 years, I'm just, the Lord told me to start telling you, I never shed him all. Every day. In 50 years, a day haven't passed that I haven't spent hours with him. Hours. Because I asked him to teach me how to love him. And he didn't answer me. He just put me in the Bible. So I just stayed in the Bible. Don't feel sorry for me. I got a good life. Yes. Feel sorry for yourself. Don't feel sorry for me. I love what I do. Yes. I want to stay in his presence. Yes. I want to give him the glory. Yes. Inside and outside. Yes. Notice it. Inside and outside. I'm pronouncing on you today, because God told me to start decreeing some things, to be a pioneer of blessings. in your neighborhood, in your family, everywhere you go, you're a blessing pioneer. Otherwise, you're the one going to bring it to another level. But you're going to do it with meekness and humbleness and giving God the glory. God looking for somebody to show his goodness in the earth realm. Let me say something to you. You're already in heaven. You'll get it. You're already in heaven. Because heaven living on the inside of you. Jesus, the kingdom, the power, and the glory, the Holy Spirit, they all live on the inside of you. That's heaven. Let heaven out. People waiting to die to go to heaven. No, heaven came to you. The days of heaven on earth through you. I'm going to say it again. The days of heaven on earth through me. Let him reign. Let him rule. Let him regulate. Let him become a reality. Let him reveal. Let his righteousness flow. Watch, stop what happens to your life. It's your physical man that is complaining because you don't have him in place. Now, I'm not going to permit no sadness up in here. You think about your little Mickey Mouse problem. You're not up in here. Not up in here. Heaven up in here. God know how to deal with that. Yeah, you don't know what I'm going through. Why are you going through it? Come out of it. Sit down. Let me give you a few more minutes. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Glory to God. Somebody got the answer. I'm telling you right now, you're not going down. No. Not now. Not now. Isn't that time to go down? No, it's time to praise him. It's time to give him the glory. It's time for the church to rise up. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. I said, bless his holy name. Why you let these people come up here while you're preaching? They're sowing their way out. I wear Abraham anointing. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. You might read it sometime. I'm letting, I'm permitting them to sow their way out. I sold my way out. Out of debt, out of lack, out of limitation. Sold my way out. What he said? I want you to sow your way out. Hallelujah. All right, sit down for a few minutes. Sit down for a few minutes. You trying to sow your way out?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know you. She cries, yes, sir. It's the Bible. It's the Bible. Some of y'all trying to work your way out. Two jobs. And I'm going to tell you right now, you, and I'm not telling you, I don't need no money. I'm just trying to tell you, you need to sow your way out. Said, I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
Another day in my life.
The money just keep on coming.
The money
You're not standing up in this church, bro. It's not welfare, it's warfare. I'm at war with my seed. Come on, daughter. Let me try to wrap up here this morning. Yeah, I received it. I received your check. That's a $500 check. When you ever saw this in a church? How many of y'all been to church 20, 30 years? Y'all ever saw this in the church? Now y'all saw him reading 19 scriptures trying to get $14. So I don't be concerned about it. I don't be concerned about none of that. Come on, girl. In Romans 8, verse 26, I want you to focus on. I received your seed. Romans 8, 26. Now, we're going to get to a point here. I might have to close here. We're going to get to a point here that immaturity cannot see. Come on, son. Immaturity cannot see. You read this scripture, and you read this scripture, and in immaturity, you being immature, you don't see it. That's a $100 check. You don't see it. Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. You see that? Yes. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered, right? Yes. I say, right?
Yes.
And he that searches the heart, now watch this, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, underlying mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God, underlying will of God. Come on. Mind of the Spirit, will of God. I receive your seed. That's a $500 check. Where are these people getting all this money from? Because when I was at Mount Zion, it was $5. And the man said, put a $5, I said, well, I need my change. Oh, yeah. Well, Gwen up here. Yeah, I've changed. So Gwen knows it too. I got up one day and said, nobody getting no more change up in here at all. See, I was trying to get them to grow, you see. I said, you put it in there, go in the back. No change. Now, with the overseeing, outpouring, overflowing, you're ready to occupy certain positions because you're a believer, because you're a child of God. Not because you are the president or the governor or whatever, because you're a child of God. That certain position you're supposed to be in. Look at Romans 8, 28. Why this has not been working in my life? It's based on maturity, baby. You're going to have opposition. You're going to have things come in your life that challenge you. You understand? But you have to know this. Look at Romans 8, 28. I love this verse. All things. Look, they didn't say is good. But he won't take your problem and make him a blessing. Because you're in a certain zone that what you're dealing with don't affect you like a normal person. In other words, you are anointed.
Yes.
You have manifold wisdom on the inside of you. You live in the unsearchable riches of Christ. You have access to a throne of mercy that put out mercy and grace at the same time. A throne of mercy and grace. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of mercy that we can find grace. Or the throne of grace that we can find mercy at the time of need. Yes, you're going to have problems come just like everybody else, but it's how you handle it, baby. Trust in the Lord with all my heart. I lean not to my own understanding. I want you to get your answer right now. I'm closing. I want you to get your answer right now. I want you to know that you're a powerful being because you're a child of God. I want you to know the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Whosoever born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that's overcoming, even our faith. You're a powerful being. All you got to do is get under this overseeing and be willing to be corrected.
Yes.
Be willing to be directed.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
As Leroy read, nobody trying to take your faith over. But God have his church designed a certain way. You got to have somebody you submit to. Somebody can speak in your life. I know a lot of times people have major problems. They said maybe it's a husband and wife problem. They call the apostle. I said, you shouldn't be doing that. Yes, sir. Just quit. Because she trusts me. I said, he going to be all right. Yes, sir. She going to be all right. Yes, sir. Not about me, but about the authority. See, now, one thing about this church, I got a lot of members, got a lot of respect for the authority of God. And I'm thankful. That's the only way I can get you to grow. If you're hot-headed and gonna do things the way you want to do it, you can't be led. How you gonna oversee somebody stupid? Come on. And I know just as much as you know. Yeah, but you ain't got the calling. See, the word, it's two words I'm gonna give you. Imposter. Hold it, I'm gonna take it out of your hand. Hold it there. Imposter. You stay right there. I'm doing it to Linda. Linda, just sure. I receive. Imposter and apostle. See, it's a lot of imposters planning on telling you. See, boy, on the internet. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. You got people going, apostle. If this boy is an apostle, this boy ain't no more than 25 years old. He ain't been through nothing to know nothing to lead nobody. Tell me, I got a word from God. You ain't got no word for me. Do you want to live in verse 28? Get it, look at verse 28 again. Jesus. Look. All right, let me run it for you. You have to recognize your infirmity. So you're dependent on God. All of us got infirmity. All right. Then he says something about the mind of the spirit. At 26 and 27, good. Huh? Then he says, find it and mocking your barber. Then he says something about the will of God, right? Huh? Then he's going to talk about now loving God and calling God and God's purpose in the 28th verse. Put it first. Put God first. Keep God first. Everybody's life in your body change. See, because what, young man, what's going to happen is the Holy Ghost is going to recall this to you. See, all of it's not happening right now, but the Holy Spirit, when you leave here, the Holy Spirit is going to be with you. And when you by yourself, the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you. Everybody say, thank God for the Holy Spirit. All right, let's read Romans 8:28 together and I'll close and leave Roy and come. Romans 8:28. And we know. I like that itself. And I know that all things work together for me. Because I love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. So you see his love and his purpose and his calling is in that verse. Put in faith. Now again. I recommend God to you to put you in first place. I receive some. I recommend God. Keep God in first place. $300 a day. Keep God in first place. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, I have to do more with these words because I have a whole depth here with these words. You remain standing. I'm gonna give you. You can take no standing. being properly trained and empowered. Being properly trained and empowered. Now, I showed you that in Acts 20, 26 through 32, where the Apostle Paul trained those pastors properly. I got 7 minutes before an hour. Look at this. Understanding kingdom government. Understanding kingdom government. When you understand kingdom government, you can operate in kingdom government. Is Jesus on the inside of you?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn to Isaiah 9.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to be reigning and ruling everywhere you go. Is Jesus on the inside of you?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me read this, and you leave here knowing if Jesus is on the inside of me, this type of government is on the inside of me, a government that is above all other government.
Yes, sir.
For unto us a child is born, not first chapter 9, verse 6. Unto us a son is given. Now watch what it say about this son. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, he and me. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All that's in me. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. That's in me. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let me close with this. You are designed by God to overrule everything that come in your life to try to shut you down. And I'm asking you not just to pray, but I'm asking you to decree. When you get through praying, get up and start decreeing something. This is the way that's going to come out. I declare in Jesus, I decree in Jesus' name and call the word out on it and watch what start happening in your life. We've been praying without decreeing. And the Lord said to me, tell them that they are praying about something they're supposed to be decreeing. They are asking me about things I already have given them. And they know it, but they're still asking me for it. Lord, will you please? No, tell me. I want you to decree it. Decree your health. Decree your wealth. Decree your wife. Decree your husband. Decree him. And he's going to send the right one. What you want straightened out in your home, decree it. Don't decree it to the person. Decree it to God. Go in the bathroom and decree it. I decree we're going to have peace in this house today. I'm going to rest my nerve today in Jesus' name. Now I'll keep in perfect peace with mine and stay it on me. I declare, I ain't gonna be no mess up in this house today. I'm gonna rest. All right, some of y'all gonna use it. Some of y'all glad you came to church today. Something you gotta decree. See, you call things that be not as though they were. Come on, someone say a few things with you. God's presence
goes with me
everywhere I am. And he gives me rest. Because I choose
to abide in love,
I abide in God.
And His presence
is with me.
In His presence,
there's fullness of joy.
I overflow with joy
as I abide in His presence.
And at His right hand,
I have pledges
forevermore.
As I dwell in His presence,
He keeps me from all harm.
I love spending time
in God's presence,
basking
in His love
and returning
my love to Him.
My enemies
must flee
from before me
seven ways
at the presence of the Lord.
The mountain bow
and the hill melt like wax.
My heart is glad
and my spirit rejoices
because God
dwells
with the contrite
and lowly of spirit
in order
to revive
the spirit of the lowly
and to revive the heart of the contrite.
I experience
the tangible presence of the Lord
as I worship the Lord
with praise and thanksgiving.
I'll give you two more now. I'll give you two more.
Two more.
God's presence
fills
the atmosphere of my life
as I go about doing good.
I like that one. You heard it?
Yes.
Say it again.
God's presence
fills
the atmosphere
of my life
as I go about
doing good.
My family,
my house,
and all that belong to me
is secure
as I
am aware
of the presence
of God
in my life.
Lift your hand for a few moments.